Welcome back to the State Machine Hands-On Lab. We're in exercise three, and we're building this ATM control state machine. All right, and so far we've got it where we insert cards and we enter a pin and remove cards, and all that's pretty good. In this case, we're going to enter some more functionality based on what happens after you enter a pin. And so once again, I have a little chart here that shows what's going to happen, what actions and what transitions. So that's a helpful exercise. So we're going to begin. You can open the exercise 3 solution if you want. We're already into it, so I'm just going to keep going with the project we've got now. And the next question is, how do we do the main menu? So what we're going to do for a main menu is, just for now, we're going to add a main menu state. So what we want to do here is drop a little state out here. So we're going to enter the main menu state if you've entered your PIN correctly. All right, and there has to be at least one transition out of the main menu state. So we'll need a from the main menu to remove card, right? Because when you exit the main menu, we're going to ask you to remove your card. And we're going to set the name of that to completed, just meaning that your session with the ATM is completed and we're going to ask you to remove your card. All right? Now, we already have a PIN entered transition, and in the end of the previous exercise, we just made it go back to insert card, but now we're going to change its destination. So we need to change the destination. So if you just grab a hold of this line and you grab that destination arrow, you can reroute it over here to main menu. See something like that. Now, there's another transition that can happen, and that is when somebody is entering the PIN, but they hit the cancel button. So we need to add a transition for the cancel. All right, so we need a transition between enter PIN and remove card. They're too close right now, so I'm just going to drop that down a bit. Unfortunately, right now, we don't have a way to select a group of these things in the designer. It's not here yet. Next release of Visual Studio, we will have it. All right, so let's put a transition here. And we want to name this transition canceled. Now, when a transition's real small like that, you don't see the text, right? But if you drop it down, you can see it there, right? And another thing you can do is you can make these transitions or states larger by just grabbing that corner box there if you want. Okay, so that takes care of that. Now we need to open the canceled transition and drop a wait for transition in it. Okay, because it needs to have a trigger. If it doesn't have a trigger, it's a null trigger, it will just flow automatically. So we need to wait for a transition. And what we're waiting for is the keypad cancel. All right, so this is an enum value, so I can just pick it from a list, and we'll set the display name here. Okay, so the next thing we need to do is deal with the remove card scenario. In exercise 2, we set the prompt for remove card to the error remove card scenario, because the only reason you would be removing your card in exercise 2 is because it was invalid. But now we have a case where, you know, you hit the cancel button. We don't want to say error reading card, right? We want to just prompt you to remove your card. So we're going to need a variable. And so what we want to do is go back up to the ATM state machine and open variables. We're going to add a variable called remove prompt. Okay, so let's add this variable, remove prompt. It's a string in the ATM state machine scope. So now what we have to do is initialize this thing with the value that we want. So in the card invalid transition is where we want to set this value. So we'll set the value, if it's invalid, we'll set it to the remove card thing, right? So what we want to do is open the card invalid transition, right? So let's open that. In the action pane right now, we have a turn camera on activity, and we need two things in here. So we're going to have to do our little trick to cut and copy this, right? So what I want to do is cut. Then I'm going to come to control flow and drop a sequence and then paste. There you go. All right, so now I got that. And then the next thing I want to do is initialize the remove prompt. Okay, so we're going to drop an assign activity. I can find that under primitives. Assign. So here's our remove prompt variable. And now I want to initialize this to prompts.errorRemoveCard. All right. So now, because your card is invalid, we're going to set the prompt to the error prompt. Okay, but on the card valid transition, we're going to have a different prompt. So same process, but in the card valid transition. So I can just close that, expand this one. So we'll do this again, cut. Come up to our control flow, grab a sequence. Paste the camera control back in there. Okay, and let's grab an assign. Remove prompt should be prompts.removeCard. Okay, so if your card is valid, when we prompt you to remove it, it'll just be the normal remove your card prompt, okay? Now, we want to go to the remove card state, and you can get there actually very quickly by just clicking here. So you don't have to kind of go up and then back down. You can navigate kind of sideways through the state machine. Okay, and then our prompt remove card activity. So now we need to change the text to use the variable. So right here, see, before we were just using that string out of the resource one, our error prompt. Now what we want is remove prompt. All right, now we have to deal with the timeout. What about the timeout? So if the user enters their card, but they take too long entering their PIN or whatever, we want the state machine to time out and prompt them to remove their card. All right, so now we're going to have to draw another transition. Okay, so let's go back up here. So when they're entering their PIN, they're in the enter PIN state, and we're going to go to the remove card state, and we're going to name this transition the timeout transition. Now, it is worth noting that if you wanted to, you could have done some kind of a trick like here. You could have put a pick with a timeout or something like that so that you did both timeout and cancel in one transition. You can do that. I think it's clearer that every transition has just one thing that causes it. It's up to you. Either way would work. Now, what we want to do in our timeout is set a delay activity as the trigger. We're going to go into here, grab a delay activity. I'm going to name that wait for timeout. And then remember that argument we added at the beginning, settings? Settings has one value, the timeout value. Now, why did I do that? I'll tell you why I did it. It's because of the unit test. See, when a human is using this, I want to wait for 30 seconds. But in the unit test, I don't want to wait for 30 seconds for the thing to time out. So when I'm testing a timeout, I set it to a very, very low value, like 1 millisecond. Okay, because passing in a value from the host application using something like settings allows me to pass values and makes my app more testable. Now let's build our solution. Okay, and we're ready to run our unit test. So let's go to the test editor. Now we're doing exercise 3 as well. So we have the timeout test, the main menu test, and the cancel test. So we're going to check all of those out in this process. So let's run this. You know, it's just kind of fun how this works, isn't it? Sometimes it doesn't work. And I have to say, when I ran the test here and it failed, I was going, oh man, it failed. So what did I do? I double-clicked the test failure. And I looked in here and I see, what do I see? I see that we had a timeout. It timed out, the unit test timed out waiting for the state machine to get into the remove card state, which means that the unit test was expecting a certain flow of things to happen. It didn't happen in that order, and so it timed out and failed the test. So now I can start looking through the activities. This is why this is so useful, people. Look at this. I can see everything that happened, and if I just scroll down here a little bit, here it is, fault source. We have a fault. When we got to the wait for PIN entered state, it faulted. And what is the exception? It says a bookmark with the name keypad enter already exists. Okay, so it's telling me Hey, there's more than one thing waiting for keypad enter, and that's a problem. All right, so of course after that we're toast. So I went back to the activity and I'm looking at the thing I just added, the cancel. See, there it is, wait for keypad cancel. Look what I did. Maybe you didn't catch that earlier when I did it, but this should have been keypad cancel. Ah, unit tests. Unit tests are awesome. They save you. They save you so much. And the unit test framework makes it really easy to find problems like that. Of course, you should do this. Yes, you want to, because now you see that my tests are all passing. Now we can run through some manual verification. And so the first one we want to do is just go through to the main menu scenario. And what's going to happen here is we're going to run our state machine. We'll power it on. Put in a valid card. Enter 4 digits. Click enter. Okay, it went to main menu, but main menu didn't do anything. Did a null transition right back into remove card. So you see, there it is, state menu, main menu came up, and then we went back to remove card. Cool. All right, so that's the first one. The next one is cancel. What happens when we hit keypad cancel? So let's power off, power it on, put in a valid card, enter a couple digits, and hit cancel. Okay, and we remove the card. All right, so remove the card, power it off. The third one is the timeout scenario. So this timeout, we have to wait 30 seconds, all right? So let's power it on, put in a valid card, and we see you have 30 seconds to enter a command. Great. And now we wait. Ah, see, it woke up and said, remove your card. Cool. All right, remove the card, power off. And that is the end of exercise 3.